Good morning, everybody. My name is Sarah Varnum, and I am the person that you can talk to if you have any concerns or worries regarding safeguarding. My role is entitled the Parish Safeguarding Officer, and I have been appointed by the PCC to carry out that role. I'm also something called the verifier. The verifier is the person that checks the documentation that you provide when I'm ask you to carry out a check for work that you might be doing with our church. The video very importantly talks about culture. It talks about our community. The pieces of paper that we have to have are one thing, and we do have to have them because those pieces of paper mean that we are consistent with our practices across the country, and we need to follow that guidance very carefully, and that's my job to help you all to do that. But actually, it's how we behave, as was shared on the video, that is really important. How we behave towards one another, how we care for one another. And we discuss safeguarding at PCC every time we meet. And a couple of meetings ago, one of the members of the PCC, one of our very wise PCC members, talked about, well, actually, it's about being kind to one another. And I will never forget that moment, because that is what it's about. It's about being kind to one another, but also about being alert and about being careful and about being thoughtful towards each other. And thinking about the roles that we play in keeping our congregation and our community safe. It's my job to have an overview of all the church activities that involve children and vulnerable adults. And it's my job to ensure that those people that work with children and vulnerable adults are trained and supported to carry out their roles safely. I receive training from the Diocesan Safeguarding Advisors, and I liaise directly with our church leaders to make sure that the practice at St. Bartholomew's Church meets the guidelines that we are given. Currently, my link is Jill. Previously, it was Paul, obviously, but currently I work with Jill to do that, and I try to keep her informed as to any changes. As with most things these days, there are a lot of changes, and they seem to come fast and furious, and one of them is that those of us that are working with children and vulnerable adults need to have our disclosure and barring certificates updated now every 3 years. So those of you that do work with those groups, you will hear from me quite shortly, I've no doubt, some of you, because it used to be every 5 years. So there are changes, always things, hopefully, to try and improve the safety of the people in our community. So we have to have a safeguarding policy, and our safeguarding policy has recently been updated. It's on the website for you to see. It's in church for you to see. And it sets out the expectations of our working practice and behaviour and demonstrates that we here, as an organisation, value one another. And we all have a part to play in keeping one another safe. The other thing we have to remember is that if we have concerns, if anybody has any concerns, that please come to me confidentially. That's the way forward, so that we avoid gossip, tittle-tattle, anything that might not be accurate. But if you have a genuine concern, please come to me directly, or indeed to Jill or to Roger, and we would liaise together. Now, the key named people at the moment for our church, Faith Truran, who is our pastoral lead, and Faith is particularly working with adults in our community, and Paula, I don't think Paula is here today, but Paula is working particularly with our children. So those are our two leads, along with myself, at church at the moment. So they are other contacts for you should you feel you need to talk to them. I think that's all I want to say this morning, but I would like to just let you know that I'm here to help you if you need any help. And I'd like us just to spend a few moments in prayer while we think about keeping one another safe. So this prayer is for safeguarding Sunday. Loving Father God, we come to you in the knowledge that you hold all your children in an unconditional love. We lift to you those who are vulnerable and in need of protection. Give them your safety, comfort, and peace. We cry to you for those who are hurting and whose trust has been broken. Give them your healing, restoration, and justice. We bring to you those who seek to forgive others who have hurt them. Give them your strength, courage, and hope. For those who by their actions or attitudes have caused hurt and harm to others, lead them to seek your forgiveness and to enter into true repentance. Thank you for all who give their time, knowledge, and skills to make our communities safer. Give them your wisdom, guidance, and grace. And for ourselves, we ask you to give us your heart for the vulnerable, the oppressed, the voiceless, and the forgotten. Help us to see them as you see them, to value them as you value them, and to nurture and protect them as you desire. Help each one of us play our part in creating safer places for all your people. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah, and we're keeping you busy this morning. We'd like you to come and read some words from the prophet Amos in a moment. But we're going to sing first, then we'll have the Old Testament reading followed immediately, Jenny, by the New Testament reading, the Gospel, before we look forward to Toby sharing his thoughts with us this morning. So we're going to stand now and we're going to sing what has been called, or is actually named, a safeguarding song. It's a tune that will be familiar, but the words will be up on the screen and you're welcome to follow them along. Let's stand. It's nice to be able to do that.